Art around us. Art is all around us. We can see it. Sometimes we can also touch it. But can we taste art? Yes, we can. Tang Hua, or sugar painting, is a traditional Chinese folk art. Tang Hua artists don't use paint or a brush. They use melted sugar and a spoon. They can create plants, animals, and lots of other amazing things. Look at this beautiful sugar Chinese dragon. It looks great, and it tastes good too. It's a delicious work of art. In Chinese culture, the tiger is the king of all animals. It is strong and it is brave. Chinese people love tigers and put tiger designs on many things. Look at this tiger pillow. It has orange ears and big round eyes. There are yellow whiskers around its mouth. But this pillow isn't just for sleeping. Chinese people believe that tigers bring good luck and help children grow strong and healthy. A tiger pillow can be a good friend for a young child. It's a comfortable work of art. Art is everywhere in a Chinese palace. It's even on the ceiling. A zaojing, or caisson ceiling, is a special part of a classical Chinese building. It often has colourful paintings and carvings. Look at this zaojing in the Palace Museum. You can see a golden Chinese dragon at the centre. It is watching you. The colours around it are so beautiful. It's an amazing work of art. Fans can keep us cool on hot days. They can also decorate our life. A folding fan is a classical and popular type of fan in China. It opens and closes just like a bird's wing. It's made of wood, paper, silk, and sometimes even feathers. Look at this folding fan. It's made of sandalwood and it smells nice. It has pretty carvings too. It's a cool work of art. Let's watch the sparks fly. Da Tie Hua, or striking iron flowers in English, is an ancient Chinese folk art. It's usually performed to celebrate important festivals, such as the Spring Festival and the Lantern Festival. Performers use wooden spoons to throw hot liquid iron into the air and strike it. This turns the red liquid into a cloud of golden sparks, just like fireworks. As the performers raise their hands, bright sparks fall again and again from the night sky. It's a sparkling work of art. You may think this is only an ordinary paper cut of the Monkey King, but after a bright light shines on it, the Monkey King comes to life. It can move, and it can speak too. Pingxi, or shadow puppetry, is a traditional Chinese art form. Puppets made of paper or leather are placed behind a white screen. When light shines on the puppets, their shadows appear on the screen. Performers use sticks to move the puppets. This makes the shadows walk, jump, and dance. They act out different stories to music and the performers singing. It's a magical work of art. In towns and cities, there are people with big brushes and buckets of water. Are they cleaning the streets? No, they are writing beautiful Chinese characters. These people are practicing dishu, or calligraphy on the ground, in English. As the water dries, the characters disappear. Dishu is a great way to experience the beauty of Chinese writing. It's also a good exercise for everyone. What's more, there's no need to clear up. It's a wonderful work of art. Word bank. Calligraphy. Carving. Ceiling. Decorate. Pillow. Puppetry. Sandalwood. Sparkling. Strike. Whisker.